owner.
You said Sunday that you'd hope to come out of this mini scrimmage with a better sense of the two deep, and do you and a quarterback, I mean, you had said maybe 2 weeks ago you wanted to get to the 60-40 point in snaps percentage. Have you done that?
I wasn't able to. It's every day I kind of wonder, okay, who's going to separate themselves, and it's so that has been an ongoing process. I mean, it's kind of, you know, this is probably with three guys, this is a unique situation. I mean, I've been in the past several times with two right in the middle of it, and last year there were, you know, three in a way, but not as close as these three are in different days and certain situations. So it may seem frustrating, and everybody wants to know, but as long as they get better every day and eliminate the mistakes tomorrow that they had today or yesterday, then we'll be okay. That's the big thing. We don't want to keep making the same repetitive mistakes. And they haven't been for the most part, but there are some days that they do better than others.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing that you don't feel like there's a good
I don't think it's one thing or the other. I think we probably put too much thought into it. I think everybody's worried about it too much from the standpoint is, you know, I know there's a philosophy, you got to have one guy and clear. Why? You know, the way we run our practices, I can understand if you were some NFL teams or some even college teams, they'll have the first group take 70% of the reps and the second team take 30%. So the second team guys aren't clearly going to be as prepared as the first team guys. That's not how we operate our practices. Our second group gets probably as many, generally most of the time as many reps as the first team. You know, we try to get a lot of reps in the course of a practice, so you know, there'll be four reps for the first group and four reps for the second group. And we roll guys in and out all the time. So it's not as, I guess, critical for us to determine, you know, who that one guy is or that starter is going to be because they all get an equal number of reps. And they all run the same plays. I mean, it's not like we run this group, runs this plays, and the second group comes in and runs this play. So they can handle.
So do you think any of the three would be capable of being the starter right now?
Capable of? Sure. What I want to do is any of the three to play at a high level when they get in there. And if they're able to do that and execute the offense, then all three will play. We'll see.
Yeah. Excuse me.
Go ahead.
I was wondering if you've done any specific installations for UConn yet, or is that...